Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Coffee Break French, Season 4, Episode 7. Bonjour à tous et à toutes, et bienvenue à Coffee Break French. Moi, je m'appelle Marc.
Et moi, je m'appelle toujours Pierre-Benoît.
Et comment vas-tu, Pierre-Benoît, aujourd'hui ?
Très très bien, très content de passer encore un peu de temps avec vous tous.
Exactement, et moi aussi, ça va très bien.
Et puis peut-être on doit remercier nos auditeurs aussi de passer du temps avec nous.
Bien sûr, parce qu'en fait, vous nous écoutez toutes les semaines, chaque semaine vous nous écoutez, et nous espérons que cela vous aide avec votre français quand même.
Bah, j'espère bien, je pense que oui.
Cette fois-ci, c'est le tour de Gabriel qui écrit son mail à son copain Mathieu. Donc nous allons écouter son mail aujourd'hui.
C'est parti.
Salut Mathieu. Comment va Monsieur Couchetot ? À Rennes, tout est vieux. Je me sens coincée ici avec si peu d'ambition. Des jours, je t'envie d'être partie à Paris. Cela doit être tellement plus passionnant qu'ici. Tu sais, on s'ennuie vraiment à Rennes. Rien ni personne ne change. Je suis maintenant dans une routine dont il est vraiment dur d'en sortir. Heureusement que j'ai le salon qui marche bien et qui me remplit bien mes journées. Si je ne l'avais pas, je pense que j'aurais tout plaqué et je serais partie voir ailleurs. Enfin, j'arrête de me plaindre car je pense qu'il y a plus malheureux que moi. Par contre, je suis fière de t'annoncer que je me tiens à mes cours de body combat. J'y vais toutes les semaines et en plus, je vais à la piscine une à deux fois par semaine. Je dois aussi te dire que Thomas m'a contactée en début de semaine pour aller boire un verre. Je ne lui ai pas encore répondu, mais je pense que je vais y aller. Ne m'en veux pas, mais comprends-moi, je me sens seule. Bon, assez parlé de moi. À chaque fois que je pense à toi, je me dis que tu as de la chance d'habiter à Paris. La vie parisienne semble tellement plus exaltante que la vie rennaise. Raconte-moi tout. Je me souviens quand j'étais plus jeune, je devais avoir 12 ans, je suis allée passer un week-end à Paris avec ma sœur Claire. J'en garde vraiment un super souvenir. On avait pris le train de Rennes le vendredi après-midi vers 17h. Et pas n'importe quel train, le TGV. Quand tu as 12 ans, je peux t'assurer que tu es impressionné. On était arrivé gare Montparnasse environ 2 heures plus tard. On logeait chez une grande tante qui nous attendait à la gare. On avait passé le samedi à se balader dans le centre de Paris. On en avait vu des choses, la Tour Eiffel, l'Arc de Triomphe, les Champs-Élysées, l'Obélisque et pour finir, la pyramide du Louvre. À l'époque, j'étais vraiment émerveillée et je ne savais pas où regarder tellement il y avait de choses à voir. Le dimanche, avant de reprendre le train pour rentrer, nous étions allés visiter le château de Versailles. Ça aussi, c'était grandiose. Il faut vraiment que j'arrive à prendre un jour de congé pour venir te voir. Ce serait une super occasion. Je ferai d'une pierre deux coups. Bon, il est tard, je vais te laisser. Promets-moi de me répondre et de me raconter toute ta nouvelle vie afin que je puisse rêver un peu. Bisous, Gabriel.
Un texte intéressant, comme d'habitude. Et nous allons commencer avec notre explication du texte en anglais.
D'accord, c'est parti.
So, this week we return to Gabrielle as she replies to Mathieu's email from a few weeks ago. You may remember that Mathieu was telling Gabrielle all about the things that he's been getting up to in Paris, and Gabrielle this time begins her email by comparing her situation in Rennes with Mathieu's situation in Paris. She says, à Rennes, tout est vieux. Everything's old and boring in Rennes, or more to the point, there's nothing new in Rennes. She feels a bit cornered in there, with no ambition, and she's sometimes jealous of Mathieu, living the exciting life in Paris. Gabrielle has got herself stuck in a bit of a routine from which she can't escape. Despite her lack of enthusiasm for Rennes, she realises that she's lucky to have a job that she enjoys, which keeps her busy, and that she's also been keeping up with her fitness regime. She's been going to her body combat classes every week, and she's also been going to the swimming pool twice a week. She says, en plus, je vais à la piscine une à deux fois par semaine. Before moving on, she also mentions that Thomas has contacted her again, and he's suggested that they go for a drink some evening. She's not yet replied to him, but she thinks that she's going to go. She just doesn't want Mathieu to get annoyed with her. Gabrielle wants to know everything about Mathieu's exciting life in Paris. She reminisces about a visit to the city with her sister when she was young. They left Rennes one Friday afternoon in the TGV and were met at the Gare Montparnasse by a great aunt with whom they were going to be staying. They spent the whole Saturday wandering around the streets of the capital and saw many tourist sights. They also saw the Chateau of Versailles on the Sunday before returning to Rennes. This reminiscing is making Gabrielle think that she should return to Paris to visit Mathieu. Il faut vraiment que j'arrive à prendre un jour de congé pour venir te voir. She finishes by asking Mathieu to write to her soon, telling her all about his new life in Paris so that she can dream a little. And that summarizes the main points of Gabrielle's email.
Oh là là, Marc, ça me donne envie de retourner à Paris. Ça fait très longtemps que je ne suis pas allé à Paris. Et toi?
En fait, moi, j'y étais il y a 3 semaines.
3 semaines, ouais, d'accord. Oh, tu as de la chance, toi.
Mais en fait, je travaillais, donc je n'ai pas vraiment eu l'opportunité de visiter tous les monuments dont Gabriel a parlé.
C'est vrai, c'est vrai, c'est vrai.
Dont Gabrielle a parlé, oh. Of which, about which Gabrielle spoke. And she used dont a couple of times in her text, and we'll see these certainly in our language study episode. However, as usual, we've chosen 4 phrases, or at least, Pierre-Benoît, tu as bien choisi tes 4 expressions, n'est-ce pas?
Oui, voici donc les 4 expressions dont j'aimerais parler.
Oh, oh là là, beaucoup de dons aujourd'hui. Ok, numéro 1, on va écouter.
Des jours, je t'envie d'être parti à Paris. Cela doit être tellement plus passionnant qu'ici.
This is interesting. Je t'envie d'être parti à Paris. We could almost translate it literally. Je t'envie, I envy you.
Yeah, envy you for having done something.
Yeah, I envy you. Yeah, you could envy someone for something, or you could just envy someone something using a direct object, I think. Yeah. So I envy you having set off to Paris, having left for Paris.
Yeah, the nice phrase here also is d'être parti, and it's referring to something that happened.
Yeah, in the past. So d'être parti, we've got the past participle there, parti, and of course we're talking about Mathieu here, so how would parti be written? See if our listeners can think that one out. D'être parti. It's Mathieu, so it's P-A-R-T-I. There's no feminine agreement. It's not as if Gabrielle has left. It's Mathieu who has left. So, des jours, je t'envie d'être parti à Paris. She goes on to say, cela doit être tellement plus passionnant qu'ici. Passionnant?
Engrossing, captivating.
Exciting.
Exciting, yeah, yeah.
So, it must be so much more exciting than here. Tellement plus passionnant. Qu'ici. Cela doit être tellement plus passionnant qu'ici. Let's go back to je t'envie. Can we have another examples of je t'envie?
Par exemple, de savoir que tu étais à Paris, donc il y a encore de cela 3 semaines. Vraiment, je t'envie.
Okay,
t'envie. Je t'envie d'être allé à Paris.
Okay, so Pierre-Benoît is envious of me. He's jealous of the fact that I was in Paris a few weeks ago.
Et encore plus, je t'envie d'aller à Paris parce que tu vas retourner dans 15 jours peut-être. Alors ça, vraiment, là, je t'envie encore plus.
Yeah, because here we're saying that I envy you about something that's coming up in the future. So let's hear the sentence again.
Je t'envie d'aller à Paris ou de retourner à Paris. We don't use être or avoir because we're referring to something that would have happened in the past. Here, we're projecting ourselves in the future.
Yeah, and watch that because we're just talking about infinitives here. We're not actually using a future tense or anything like that. Je t'envie d'aller or de retourner. So we're talking about something that's coming up. We could also use je t'envie de plus infinitive in a generic sense. For example, je t'envie de savoir jouer du piano.
Oui, ben, peut-être un jour tu joueras comme moi, Marc, c'est vrai. Et c'est moi, vrai. Je t'envie de jouer de la guitare comme tu sais en jouer.
Exactly. So here we're using je t'envie plus an infinitive about a generic situation rather than something that's coming up in the future. So I thought that was a nice, interesting point of vocabulary to cover there before we move on. Okay, we're going to take a short break there and we'll be back in just a moment. When you're not listening to Coffee Break French, there's still opportunities for you to keep up your French practice on social media. Just search for Coffee Break French on Facebook, where we post regular language and cultural content. We're Learn French on Twitter, and you can come behind the scenes with the Coffee Break team on Instagram, where we're Coffee Break Languages. It's our mission to help you turn your downtime into your do time.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Listen to this Acast show ad-free on Amazon Music with your Prime membership or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, let's get on with the lesson. Let's look at our second phrase now. On va regarder notre deuxième phrase, notre deuxième expression.
Si je ne l'avais pas, je pense que j'aurais tout plaqué et je serais parti voir ailleurs.
Oh, I like it. It's a lovely C clause, Mark.
It's a C clause. The slight difficulty with this one is it doesn't fit perfectly into the three main types of conditional sentences. What is it you call them again?
The C1, the C2 and the C3 clauses.
I think this is a bit of a C2.5.
C2/3.
Okay, so we'll go through. We don't really have time to go through all the C clauses in this episode, but we'll definitely mention them in our language study episode. But here what we're looking at is a combination of tenses. Si je ne l'avais pas, if I didn't have it. And what is it that she has? It's the hair salon. So if she didn't have it, or if you like, if she hadn't set it up. Je pense que j'aurais tout plaqué. Now, plaqué is an interesting verb. Plaqué means...
to give up everything, to start a new life, to draw a line.
And would it be only in the sense of business?
Also, you can say that about a relationship if it's finished. If you break up with someone.
Mm-hmm. So what would the context be there? J'ai plaqué avec quelqu'un?
Ah non, j'ai plaqué quelqu'un. C'est a direct construction.
Okay, so Sophie a plaqué Michel.
Très bien.
Okay.
Ouais. Je suis triste de l'entendre, mais ça c'est la vie.
Okay, so plaqué we can use to break up a relationship or to finish a business, to draw a line under something, to kind of destroy it all and start something new. So what Gabrielle is saying is that she would have drawn a line under it, moved on, et je serais parti voir ailleurs, and I would have left to see somewhere else. And remember, we're saying serais parti, because partir is, of course, an être verb. Je serais parti voir ailleurs.
I would have started it all again, someone else, something like that as well.
Yeah, she was really talking about starting a new life If it weren't for, in fact, that's probably the best way to translate it. If it weren't for her business, her hair salon, then she would have thrown it all in and headed off somewhere else to start afresh.
But as you mentioned it, Mark, I think we need more time to go over these C clauses, those C 1, 2 and 3 clauses.
And indeed the 2 et demi.
Oui.
Okay, I think it's time for us to start afresh with another example, another phrase from the text. And here is our third expression, la troisième expression choisie par Pierre Benoît.
On avait pris le train de Rennes le vendredi après-midi vers 17h. Et pas n'importe quel train, le TGV.
Et pas n'importe quel train, le TGV. And not just any train, the TGV, le train à grande vitesse.
Yeah, a fabulous train. I remember when it changed from le corail to the TGV. And instead of taking 4.5 hours to go from Nantes to Paris, it was actually just 2 hours. Fantastic.
Excellent. So that's a nice way of saying, and not just any train. Et pas n'importe quel train, le TGV. So another nice expression there. And there's lots that we could be saying about importe.
Oh, importe is used a lot. And I'm sure our listeners are familiar with many of these structures, should I say. But I think we'll have to revisit that for later.
Yeah, we're struggling a little bit for time this episode because we've been talking so much about the phrases that we've seen so far. However, we will definitely be looking at importe in our language study. Again, it seems a little bit like we're dropping lots of carrots for you this week to encourage you to go over and look at our language study episode and our premium notes and everything. And well, that probably is the case, but hopefully you still find this free episode very useful and you're getting lots out of Coffee Break French Season 4. Anyway, let's now look at our final phrase for this week.
On avait passé le samedi à se balader dans le centre de Paris.
On avait passé le samedi à se balader dans le centre de Paris. Se balader.
Oui, se balader ou faire une balade.
And this means to go for a wander, to go for a walk, or to go for a donner, as we say in Scottish.
A donner.
A donner, or a dander, it's spelt dander. You'll probably know the song. I dreamt I took a dander with St. Mungo to try to catch the fish that couldn't swim. A wonderful song about Glasgow, Mother Glasgow, by Hugh and Cry. Anyway, we're getting off the topic here. So, une balade, se balader. So, se balader, on avait passé le samedi à se balader dans le centre de Paris. And one of the things I wanted to pick up on there was the fact that it's on avait passé le samedi à se balader. We spent Saturday wandering around. It's a reflexive verb. But we need to use se, not nous.
No, because of on.
Exactly. On avait passé le samedi à se balader. Or, nous avions passé le samedi à nous balader.
Excellent. Let's remember here that we use on in spoken French a lot. But depending on the register of language, it's sometimes better to use nous.
Yeah.
Especially in a written form.
Exactly. If we are using on, we need to make all the pronouns and everything agree with on. So that's why we use se. So on avait passé le samedi à se balader. Nous avions passé le samedi à nous balader. J'avais passé le samedi à me balader.
Ah bon, tu avais passé ton samedi à te balader?
Oui, j'ai passé le samedi à me balader dans le centre de Paris.
Oui, Marc, and I really like the fact that when you translated it, you mentioned, you know, we wander around. Because balader is not always something you have really planned. You can just walk about.
Yeah, you've got no fixed destination. You can just go for a wander, which is what I tend to do when I'm in Paris. Okay, that is where we're going to leave it for this episode. Again, if you would like to get all the bonus materials associated with this, a full transcript of this particular audio episode and our language study episode, which this week I'm sure will be running to well over 30 minutes... You can head over to coffeebreakfrench.com and you can sign up there for our membership.
Et voilà, c'est tout pour le moment, mais à très bientôt, je l'espère.
Merci beaucoup et à la prochaine. This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.
Hey, Prime members. You can listen to this show ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today.